Now let's look at what regeneration is. We've already implied some things by seeing the flip side of the knot, but let's try to pin it down and bring some flesh to this whole concept of regeneration. Regeneration is the fundamental imparting of new life by God, which lies at the heart of being a Christian. That involves that first abiding of the seed of God in our lives, as 1 John says it. The first abiding of the seed of God in our lives. So I think we could have a formal definition of regeneration in this way. And this is the simplest, I think, that we can get in this definition. Regeneration is that secret act of God by which He imparts the principle of new spiritual life to a sinner, with the inevitable result that the governing disposition of his soul is made holy. Regeneration is that secret act of God by which He imparts the principle of new spiritual life to a sinner, with the result the governing disposition of his soul is made holy. I want to give you the definition of I've got three others down here that I've just typed up to give you a flavor of a similar definition. These definitions are a bit more complex, perhaps, but give you a feel of how Reformed people have defined regeneration. Anthony Hookema defines it this way. You don't have to type these up, but this is in Saved by Grace, page 94. Regeneration may be defined as that work of the Holy Spirit whereby He initially brings persons into living union with Christ, changing their hearts so that they who were spiritually dead become spiritually alive, now able and willing to repent of sin, believe the gospel, and serve the Lord. Now that's a nice definition. A lot of specific things are brought in. Bruce Demarest, regeneration is that work of the Spirit at conversion that renews the heart and life, the inner self, thus restoring the person's intellectual, volitional, moral, emotional, and relational capacities to know, to love, and to serve God. B.B. Warfield, regeneration is a radical and complete transformation wrought in the soul by God the Holy Spirit, by virtue of which we become new men. Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? So they all have their own merits, and you could work with a group of these definitions and massage them and come up with your own, I suppose. But I think the simplest definition I gave you at the beginning has the basic thought there. Principle of new spiritual life with a result of a governing disposition that is now holy. So, in regeneration, something is planted in the soul that will affect change and will change me. Not in every aspect overnight, but will change me from a lawless, godless, self-seeking person to one who trusts God, who knows God, who loves God, and becomes God-centered. And you see, what I'm leaving, or what you see in these definitions, and what I'm leaving in our simple definition, is the implication that even though we're defining regeneration as that initial moment of the planting of the seed of grace in the soul, that initial moment can never be totally separated from the ensuing life of holiness. And the old Reformers used to define regeneration in the wider sense of the term, including that ensuing life. That was actually part of the essential part of their definition. Today, when we think of regeneration, we think more of that initial moment, that miraculous, supernatural, heart-changing moment where I become a new creation. Well, when Jesus said, "You must be born again," to Nicodemus, He was referring to this initial moment, wasn't He? But also He was referring to the implication that a new life would flow out of it. So I don't think we can ever separate this altogether. We'll look at that more narrowly in a little while, yet today, as we look at the different aspects, the narrow aspect and the wider aspect. But strictly speaking, When we focus on regeneration, we're not dealing in the Ordo Salutis with a whole subsequent life of conversion. Say a sinner is walking down life's pathway, the Holy Spirit stops him, plants the seed of regeneration. This is a life-changing moment for him. Some are conscious of it right away, some are not as conscious. But the fruit of it will be a life of conversion in which he will turn around. He's been walking with his back to God, and now he will walk facing God. He will walk in Coram Deo. And this whole life of conversion is what the Reformers also called regeneration, but we call today conversion, the fruit, the outgrowth of the initial implanting of the seed in regeneration. So this is the new birth. The Bible describes this as in terms of a resurrection from the dead. And you hath he quickened, that is, made alive, Ephesians 2:1, who were dead in trespasses and sins. The Bible also speaks of it as a recreation. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who hath commanded the light to shine out of the darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And of course, it speaks of it as a new birth. So these great and massive concepts of resurrection from the dead, recreation, new birth, is how the Bible speaks about the beginnings of the Christian life. Now, I don't know if you've thought that through before in your life, but this is an amazing wonder, isn't it? If we are born again, and I trust we all are, this is a magnificent thing. Think of it, the creation of the world is paralleled to the recreation of one soul. God has done a miracle in you and me. We are born again. That's awesome.